Early on Sunday morning, on the 29th of June 1902, a fire was discovered in Rich Nils Nilsson's farm, which was situated right where you now stand. The successful and influential Rich Nils had been a member of the council and was one of the men permitted to remain with his farm around the square after the land reform of Hvörbo in 1859. Nils himself was no longer alive when the fire broke out in 1902, but his widow, Hanna Lundborg, and one of his daughters still lived at the homestead, which also stored the merchandise of trader August Lundgren, as well as housing Eneroth's bakery. In Herby Dagblad, a local newspaper, it was speculated on whether or not this had been arson, and it was reported that the four wings of the house were in ashes after just 2 hours. In the photograph, you see Herr Hanström and Brewer Bengtsson directing the fireman's hose against the last flames, while Sadler Arlberg and Nils Mortensen from Grimtofta are manning the pump. The newly built guesthouse was feared to be at risk from the flames, but luckily the fire was kept from spreading. Fires were not unusual, and in a way the outcome was a happy one, since no one was hurt and the properties and merchandise were properly insured. The widow Nilsson moved to another property that had also been built by Rich Nils, roughly where the day centre Schernan is situated today. Trader Lundgren could quickly move his business into an empty venue close by, and baker Eneroth moved his bakery to Grimstofta. Despite its central location, the grounds remained empty for the following few years. The oldest house in the block is the one you can see furthest west, then called Hallqvist's property, and today known as Uno. In 1905, clockmaker Hartmann built the property next to Hallqvist's, the house in the middle of the block, and this is where Skånska Banken, the Bank of Scania, moved into later. When hardware dealer Johan Daniel Svensson in 1906 took an interest in the last empty part of the block, many thought he had grown too big for his boots. Building a huge, imposing three-floor house in Little Hvörbo? But all was well. And in 1907, builder Nils Levén was finished and Svensson's hardware store moved in. So did Systembolaget and a post office in the west part of the building. The post had long been gathered by foot, by Ulla Post. But as the number of newspapers increased and the demands on the postal service with it, the post office was started. The selected postmaster was homeowner Anders Nilsson in Hvörbo Rødier, son of Rich Nils and Hanna. So Anders actually got to return to the site of his childhood home in his later profession. The picture you can see on the website is of Johan Nilsson, also known as Slimmingerfrieren, Slimminger suitor. He dressed very differently for the times and is seen here passing by Svensson's hardware store on his way to Hvörbo summer fair. He was called Slimmingerfrieren partly due to him advertising for a wife after coming home from America, but also because he liked to admire the young women of the town. If you want to know more about him, there is material to be found at Hvörbo Library, or online, for example in the magazine Be a Hornet.